The Mirador del Barrio de San José is located in Salamanca. It sits in the Barrio de San José, one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. The river flows through this area in a calm and quiet manner. The viewpoint is a great place to rest, take in the landscape, and enjoy the surroundings. The bridge is visible from the viewpoint. From the viewpoint, four bridges can be seen crossing the River Tormes. Each one belongs to a different period in the history of Salamanca. Looking from right to left, the following bridges can be seen. Puente del Pradillo, an iron bridge built for railway traffic. It carries the trains that connect Salamanca with Portugal. Puente Felipe VI, the most modern bridge built from concrete and steel. It carries vehicle traffic and helps connect different parts of the city. Puente Enrique Esteban. This bridge was built in the early 20th century. It features a metal structure. Many people consider it one of the most beautiful bridges in Salamanca. It is a much-loved spot for watching the sunset. Roman Bridge. At the far end of the view stands the Roman Bridge, the oldest of them all. It has been part of the history of Salamanca for more than 2,000 years. For centuries, it has allowed travelers, merchants, and local residents to cross the river. It can only be crossed on foot or by bicycle. The city skyline. From the viewpoint, it is also possible to take in the Salamanca skyline. The silhouette of the city is defined by its towers, domes, and historic buildings. The towers and domes of the Salamanca cathedrals stand out clearly. These buildings are among the most iconic monuments in the city. Further along, the stained glass windows of the Casalis come into view. Their colored panes catch the eye when the sunlight hits them. On the horizon, some of the university's faculty buildings also appear. Together, all these elements make up a very complete panorama of Salamanca. A reflection on the river. On sunny days with little wind, the water of the river remains still. When this happens, some buildings are reflected on the surface of the Tormes. The cathedrals appear drawn in the water as though mirrored there.